I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the health and science editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, Healthwise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon, so that you can make the choices that work best for you. India is likely to give emergency use authorization to 3 vaccines against coronavirus disease by the end of this year, which is really good news because this means that we can start thinking of rebooting our economy, go back to working from offices, as well as kids can go back to school, travel can resume. But of course, even after vaccination, we will need to use protection, continue wearing masks till adequate number of people are vaccinated, continue some form of social distancing, as well as continue using hand sanitizers, as well as washing our hands frequently to ensure that we do not pass on the virus. Now, in all this news that kind of focused, as usual, on coronavirus disease, a very important news related to vaccinations was lost, which is that the Oxford University, which made the coronavirus vaccine, has also announced that it's ready to begin phase 3 human trials of a promising vaccine against malaria, which they said will be tested on 4,800 children in Africa in early 2021. Though malaria cases are declining, disease still claims 409,000 lives every year. So that is the data for 2019, which has fallen a little from 411,000 deaths in 2018, and this is according to the WHO World Malaria Report 2020, which was released recently. So malaria continues to be a public health emergency, and a lot of people continue to die from it. And what's really important is that it is a preventable disease. As we all know, if we cover ourselves, protect against mosquito bites, we can stay safe. But still, most of the deaths that happen still continue to happen in 87 malaria endemic countries, which include India, and most of the deaths, more than 95%, are children under 5 years. But most malaria deaths are still occurring in Africa. So prevention measures have led to a sharp decline in deaths. And according to the WHO, 1.5 billion cases and 7.6 million deaths have been averted since 2000. But of course, there are large parts of the world that don't have access to prevention tools and health services, which have led to avoidable deaths, which still hit those who are vulnerable and underserved the most. Now, India has done very well on the malaria front. Malaria deaths in India have declined from 29,500 in 2000 to 7,700 last year. And India has actually recorded the largest reduction in cases in the WHO Southeast Asia region, according to the World Malaria Report. And even in the WHO Southeast Asia region, cases declined from 20 million in 2000 to 5.6 million last year. Now, we must remember that the WHO Southeast Asia region accounts for a fourth of the world's population, now bears just 3% of the global burden of malaria cases, which reduced from 73% in the region, from 23 million in 2000 to 6.3 million in 2019. In the past 2 years, India has recorded 18% reduction in cases and 20% decline in deaths over the last 2 years. And continued use of targeted interventions such as insecticide-treated bed nets and preventive medicines can help accelerate this decline. Unfortunately, the case numbers in sub-Saharan Africa have remained unchanged since 2016. At about 229 million, and now public health experts fear that the region will fall further short of milestones set by the World Health Assembly because of disruption of services because of the COVID pandemic. Now, that could affect services all across the world. And the WHO estimates that 10% disruption in access to antimalarial treatments could lead to an additional 19,000 deaths in 2020. So while the world battles COVID, we must remember that there are several other endemic diseases like malaria and tuberculosis, and we must ensure that services and treatments for these diseases routinely and regularly reach people, and people have access to prevention tools so that they do not succumb to the disease and the cases and the number of deaths keep declining. Otherwise, India will lose the public health gains it has made in the last two decades.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.